After a decade out of the studio, Athens rockers Bloodkin are back with a new double album. Our critic at large, John Slights, checked it out, and here's his review.
Athens legends Bloodkin return with their first record in over a decade, the ambitious double album Black Market Tango. Band leaders Daniel Hutchins and Eric Carter guide the group to a contemporary album with a classic rock and roll feel that's prevalent throughout. The album kicks off with a bang in the form of Transistor Radio, a song meant to be played loud. Its anthemic quality would make it right at home at any stadium or arena in North America, with a memorable guitar riff driving the track throughout. Cantina Fever is reminiscent of many of the great country rock albums of the 1960s and 1970s, such as The Byrds' Sweetheart of the Rodeo. With its soulful pedal steel guitar and rhythmic acoustic guitar, Cantina Fever would indeed be right at home on an album like Sweetheart of the Rodeo. Lyrics such as Mariachi on the Jukebox, Sugar Scones Behind the Bar, serve to create an atmosphere of a low-key dive on a quiet night. That's Glorioski. With its chiming Rickenbacker lead guitar, the track also evokes a strong Byrds influence. Now they're keeping kids in cages. Come crazy if I say this. Ain't the best that we can do. Or call you. Ultimately, the album builds up to its shining moment, the closing track, God's Bar. At 11 minutes and 54 seconds, it's a suite containing two different movements. It begins as a dark, haunting southern rocker, before picking up steam drastically at the 7:38 mark and morphing into a soulful, up-tempo gospel melody, complete with saxophones and a Hammond organ. The band recorded God's Bar in a single take, which is remarkable given its complexity. However, they've had plenty of time to practice it, since it's hardly a new song. Bloodkin fans will recognize it from its live performances dating back to at least 2012, and it also made an appearance on their 5-CD rarity box set, One Long Hustle. Black Market Tango is demonstrative of a band that still has plenty to say and offer, despite being together since 1987. The band's first studio album in over a decade is ambitious, creative, and a joy to listen to. It's a 75-minute double album, and there's not a dull or boring moment to be found throughout. Athens News Matters, I'm John Slights.